A new love story opens at movie theaters this week. There are no stars, and there's very little sex. But critics are swooning. March of the Penguins is a new documentary that follows the Emperor Penguins as they march miles and miles to one of the coldest, bleakest places on Earth in order to find a mate. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
Winter in Antarctica. Below freezing temperatures, blistering storms, most people, most anything living for that matter, could barely tolerate it. But according to this new film, Emperor Penguins do it for love.
Like most love stories, it begins with an act of utter foolishness. The Emperor Penguin is technically a bird, although one that makes his home in the sea. So if you're wondering what he's doing up here on the ice, well, that's part of our story.
Narrated by Morgan Freeman, March of the Penguins takes us to a region where the ice is thick and the weather is merciless, and follows a group of emperor penguins as they make their annual trek, some 70 miles, to the place where they will mate.
This guy is so big and so beautiful. We say charismatic in French.
Luc Jacquet, an ecologist turned filmmaker, directed March of the Penguins. He and a film crew spent 13 months in Antarctica filming the penguins' breeding cycle. With robust white bellies, shiny black plumage, long beaks bobbing and swaying as they walk, Jacquet says he fell in love with the birds on his first trip to Antarctica in 1992.
You must be impressed, you know, you must be impressed. Because when you are a man and when you are going to Antarctica, you feel very quickly that you are not made for this place. It's too cold for you. There is nothing to see, nothing to eat. There is no odor on it. There is no smell, no colors. And you are not at the right place.
With breathtaking photography, March of the Penguins illustrates just how far these animals walk to reach their destination. Scientists still aren't sure how they find their way. After about 3 months, they arrive at what looks like a massive penguin family reunion. Once there, the penguins pair up. They gently stroke each other's beaks and press their bodies close together. Eventually, they produce one large egg. The incubation period is turbulent, to put it mildly. The egg stays perched atop the female penguin's feet under a flap of fur-like feathers. But then, in a risky maneuver, the female transfers the egg to the male penguin.
The eggs must roll on the ice for a few seconds, and it's a very, very hard moment for them, because if they missed, the eggs will be frozen in few seconds, so everything can fall down in 1 second if the step is not good, you know.
And that's just the beginning. The female penguins, and later the males, will need to walk all the way back to the ocean to feed. Cradling the eggs above their feet, the male penguins will endure harrowing polar storms. To protect themselves, they huddle tightly together. It's a wonder any of the eggs survive. Some don't. The chicks that do hatch stay nestled in their father's pouches until they're big enough to walk on their own. March of the Penguins portrays the bond between the chicks and their parents as very strong. In one heartbreaking scene, a chick spends too long on the ice and dies. The chick's mother can only be described as grieving. Throughout the film, there are lots of emotions ascribed to the penguins. Some viewers might ask whether the film anthropomorphizes too much. Graham Robertson, a principal research scientist with the Australian Antarctic Division, spent 14 months studying emperor penguins in 1988. He says the film gets it about right.
The way the mother and father were depicted is pretty correct. You know, they take on different responsibilities and endure different hardships. They hatch their young, and the young's got a lot to endure if it falls off out of the brood pouch and onto the sea ice, and I mean, it's pretty keen, I suppose, in a coarse way to the way human families operate, you know, the trials and tribulations.
Graham Robertson's only quibble with the film is that it does not once mention the impact global warming might be having on the animals.
They link the timing of their breeding cycle to the annual setting and breaking out of the sea ice. So logically, anything that such as increased atmospheric temperature or temperature change in the ocean that affects the timing of that sea ice cycle could have dire consequences for the birds.
March of the Penguins director Luc Jacquet says he too is concerned about the impact climate changes may be having on the emperor penguins. But his goal was to captivate audiences with their story.
For me, the question is, look at that. It's really beautiful. It's really amazing. And after that, make your own way. If you want to keep it alive, take care of the planet.
Some viewers apparently found the images in March of the Penguins too beautiful to be real and wondered if Luc Jacquet and his crew used digital animation. They did not. Not only are they real, their story is true. And each new generation of emperor penguins will repeat the journey back to the ice to breed. But first, they'll go home. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
And although they have never known the ocean, nor touched it, they, like their parents, are of the sea. And so, one day, they'll take the plunge and go home for the first time.
There's a photo gallery at npr.org. This is NPR News.